Christina Musanti debated on behalf of the Justice for Jacksonville Coalition. She says the death penalty has major problems.
The last study that was done in cost in Florida was over 10 years ago, and they found that the death penalty cost $51 million per year over the cost of life without parole.
She says take that money and use it for something else.
We believe it should go to cold cases, and we believe it should go to support victims' families.
Debate attendee Mark Hayden agrees. He's with the group Conservatives Concerned About the Death Penalty. He says death is neither pro-life nor fiscally responsible.
And I don't think that it's representative of a limited government. We don't trust the government to deliver mail or launch a healthcare website. So why would we trust them with life and death decisions?
But prosecutor Bernie De La Rionda does not agree. He's an assistant state attorney in Jacksonville and in favor of the death penalty. He says the death penalty is expensive, only because of frivolous appeals.
I think still the process takes too long in terms of actual jury recommending death, the judge imposing death, and the actual imposition of the death penalty.
He says some murderers deserve death.
When they stab somebody 67 times, you know that you're doing that. And it's almost like that victim is suffering. In most cases, that victim is begging for their life. How do you continue to do that?
Northeast Florida State Attorney Angela Corey also weighed in.
So what I am concerned about are misperceptions by people who didn't actually live through these cases the way Bernie and I and our other prosecutors have.
In Florida, it takes a majority vote to sentence someone to the death penalty, while in most death penalty states, a unanimous vote is required. The Florida Supreme Court is considering a case challenging that requirement. Lindsay Kilbride, WJCT News.